Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, Etheria Parenting is proud to present an awards program, an awards show, featuring awards for Tammy Joyner and Markel Green. And the awards are for the poetry in the International Who's Who in Poetry, World Poetry Movement book. We wrote the poem some time ago, but the awards just came in a few days ago, even though it's been a few weeks or months, you know, since we actually wrote the poem. We didn't do the awards right away. But after following up with the book and after following up with several research search engines, we actually found that the award that was given to World Poetry Movement for International Who's Who in Poetry for gaining attention and for the most sales, we found that it was more important than for us to go ahead and purchase additional awards for the book. So Markel and I, we're on award system program anyway. We like to purchase awards and trophies because we are the creators of Etheria Parenting. And every time that we think it's appropriate, we like to reward ourselves and, you know, encourage the effort of bonding and encourage the reward system that we did do a previous show on in our archives. So this was just to follow up, you know, on that show and do the continuum or the continuation of the trophies and awards, pins, certificates, whatever you decide, cash money, to encourage your kids to continue to participate in your family-oriented interest, hobby, or business. So, you know, a part of the whole Etheria Parenting theme on Blog Talk Radio is to help your children, you know, continue to communicate with you. Like we said, it's a communication platform. So therefore, the effort is always to communicate. Through that, you'll learn better bonding techniques. And through the bonding techniques, you'll learn your child. You'll realize what's important with your child. And when you learn that your child is a prominent figure in high school sports, in high school, a popular student, and you want to discourage them from some of the gang activity, you know, the waywardness of the world, then you start to implement programs, and you also start to implement award systems, even if it's monetary or even if it's, trophies. We like to think of Crown Awards. We do find it the availability there for awards. We also have several other award sites where we actually get into creating our own awards, and that's a design job in itself for teens and for parents. So we definitely like the idea of having to, you know, purchase the awards, create the awards, and also find interests, hobbies, and use our talents to get into the real world. And, you know, we are trendsetters, like at Recovery High. We are trying to create our own real-world experiences. That is a book that was written by Markel Green and Tammy Joyner. Markel actually contributed his portfolio from his high school art classes, which encouraged me to gather information from the portfolio, use a still life apple picture to create some of the scenes in Trendsetters at Recovery High, also to use the MLG concept because it is a art project that he had from one of his art teachers at Neptune High School in Neptune, New Jersey. So we actually used the intermingled artwork, which was a painting by Markel Green, in the story, and that's where we got the MLG concept. So it was incorporated because he actually is a contributor. The story is based on he and I, and we haven't received our award for that yet, but we just made it to Amazon.com in the last few days, and we're posted there. So if you wanted to check on us to see our latest contribution as real world contributors, then you would know that Markel Green and also like Praise Sinston is actually offering real world products to the real world. So it's a real world experience. So we wanted to let you know about that update. We haven't received the award yet. I'm not sure what it's going to have to be, you know, according to what Markel decides will be a good award according to what we've done. We moved from blurb.com on up to amazon.com. And don't forget, this summer, we're supposed to go ahead and do the Tate publishing deal so that we can get it in the bookstores and not just online order, you know, book where you can order from online, and then you'll actually have a tangible book that's available in bookstores. So we're still excited about working with Tate. So until, like, we really know, like, you know, how good that's going to feel, we don't know what award we're going to get yet. So, but we wanted to let you know that because International Who's Who in Poetry is a book, it's a compiler, it's a book that World Poetry Movement collaborated with International Who's Who to produce this compiler of different artists and authors. And to do that, they all gave us the opportunity to contribute. So I, Tammy Joyner, wrote a poem, and it's entitled My Very Own Kin. It's dedicated to Markel Green. It's all about his first day of life. And, you know, we had a the content there is possibly for 16 and over. That's what we recommend for the show, but the content also discourages, you know, kind of encourages, you know, love for the family and to take a look when someone is feeling a little down about, you know, someone else, because at the hospital, at the moments after he was born very fair. And so, you know, his father is brown, and, you know, I'm brown, and so the baby was very fair. And so everyone wanted to know, you know, the father was like, he blurted out, the baby is so white, you know, and it was like the loudest thing. I almost gasped and fainted out, you know, in the hospital because, you know, we were having that issue. So I made it a beautiful poem and we published it in the book because we want to talk about things that affect our family, not only our bonding efforts, but if we have a divorce or a broken home, sometimes we want to talk about things in a good way and use it positively to let people, you know, kids know, you know, sometimes the details, you know, of a parent and, you know, parents that are fighting. So we also did a fighting show so that you might want to look at that in archives just in case your parents are fighting. You want to know what helplines to call, or you want to know what websites to look for on the web, or you want to know where to go to your local crisis center, or look for grandma, or, you know, any support that you may have, even a friend. And even if you have to just turn right around and after that fight comes down, talk to your family, you know, we have archives like that. So we not only create the wonderful topics, but we also sometimes have to talk about topics that are not so wonderful. So we want to encourage you to go ahead and look at archives. So what we did then, we went to Crown Awards and we created plaques, and they're wooden plaques with gold globes on them, you know, to create the image of the world, which was a world poetry movement, and also to create the International Who's Who of Poetry, because the book cover actually has a world on it and it has a globe on it. So to emulate that same look, our awards actually have a globe on them, and I think it's brass or golden tone metal, and we put our names on it. We put the poetry, you know, the name of the poem on there, and we both, you know, were awarded for the progress and for the accomplishments of the actual poem. So we did that a little late date, and you know, if you look on the computer and you go to the International Who's Who, we have a page there, you'll see that the type of award that we actually purchased for ourselves, the plaque sample is there, not our actual awards, but the sample is there. So you'll understand exactly what we did purchase. And also, if you look, you'll find at our other page, I think it's the Tammy Joyner page on the photos, you'll find pictures of the other trophies that we did purchase. And that's when we put a poem in the second book which was Stars in Our Hearts, and it's the Impressions edition. So we have trophies for that as well. So everything we do, including our blurb books, which are now Amazon books, will get awards. And I was asking Markel, should we get an award for each book, or should we say Amazon.com books? I'm not that pretentious. I wanted to get awards for each and every assignment because we both work hard and dedicated ourselves to, collaborating. For these books, they're there now, and we plan to do other things with the books. So we want them born on a certain date, and so we want awards by a certain date. And so we have to, step up the pace and award for every book. Now, Crown Awards makes everything from affordable trophies all the way up to expensive crystal plaques and different types of things. You can spend anything you want on a plaque. And or award. So we're doing that. Markel also, I wanted to follow up, did get his football award, which was awarded from, Etheria Parenting. And he actually wanted one that was about a four-footer. And I told him when we move into our own home, we'll get the four-footer because right now he needed to get the tabletop one. So we're still purchasing awards. We're still rewarding ourselves for the good that we do from the show and the different segments of the show and the different promo products that coincide with the show and the music. And so we haven't given ourselves an award for each song, but we're working this season to start an award. For Lord Have Mercy on Me, we need an award. But I've been searching, and I haven't found a CD award, and I haven't found a record award, but I did find the music notes. But we're modern now, and so we wanted to get something that looks sort of like a CD on a plaque or something like a trophy with a CD at the top or, something phenomenal that we, couldn't think of, But we definitely wanted to reflect more than just a music note, which is a traditional effort, and we want it to go forth. So we have two of those coming, and we also have a new publication due out very soon, which is A Theory of Music, which will include pictures of, some of the paperwork that went along with creating Diamond Carton Records, the paperwork and their emblems and some of the things that we collected as we did create the songs, some of the paperwork and paraphernalia that came along with Majestic Music, pictures of the CDs. We're going to try to do pictures of the trophies as well, and on and so forth, to try to do a graphic layout that showcases, the lyrics, possibly of the song, and several different other items just to the Blog Talk Radio pictures and wording there because it's a segment from the show. So it really is a Theory of Parenting booklet with a segment on A Theory of Music. And so we wanted to make sure that we did catalog, that like scrapbooking, the music segment. So we haven't forgot that either. And so we just wanted to say, like, awards come for everything. So we just wanted to continue you to encourage your children to participate with you in your family-oriented interests and hobbies and, in work. And then, don't forget to award them. If it's out to dinner, if it's a piece of jewelry, like A Theory of Jewels, if it's if it's a trip, and my son refused to go to Atlantic City for a Sweet 16, but his book is available on Amazon.com, Markel Sweet 16. And so, he said we'll do another complex, and he's sort of psychic in that because he said that he saw something bad happen at Atlantic City. And so I said, what bad could happen? So in a few months, I didn't challenge him. I didn't challenge him. He made a judgment call. We like to honor and respect his decisions. So when we found out that Hurricane Sandy hit Atlantic City and the whole New Jersey coastline, we realized that something tragic did happen there. We couldn't make the appointment for June in July. And so we didn't make the trip, but I wanted to take him to a multi-million-dollar complex. I wanted to take him to, like the bigger Sweet 16 type parties. He said there'll be time for that. And so look forward to, finding out, look forward to us having, Blog Talk Radio live from, one of the multimillion-dollar complexes or some resort or some, family-oriented hotel or, Disney, whatever. We're going to do some things, but we try to get the basis of our program down and our promo items out, which are available at EC.com, and we wanted to also get more information in our archives, more books available at places where more people can find them, like Amazon.com, where they are now. So we wanted to just do more of a foundation of our understanding of our work, and then you'll have more time to follow us, and we can follow you if you send us recommendations about where your family had fun. We probably can do some family things together, after some of our listeners. So we're going to be doing some more promos around the Facebook, and we're going to be networking again to find out how to big up the show and do more promos with other agencies that will give us more publicity so that more people can listen to our archives and our most current shows. So that's my time. I'm Tammy Joyner. I'm reporting live from New York. I'm at the library on 42nd Street, and it's a beautiful place. If you ever have a chance to visit, it's a beautiful, wonderful place, and it's very classic in design. It's so much more than I can explain here, with bust and all different type of stone finishes, and also just the stone creation. It's a stone castle almost. With all type of gilding and everything like that, wood and metal, and I mean it's everything you ever would want, in your castle if you could own one, or a place to visit like the library. So if you're ever in New York, Manhattan, on the island of Manhattan, never forget to drop into the library on 42nd Street. And you'll enjoy it more than and more than I can explain. So until next time.